USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be in Tennessee today. The president's to visit disaster areas after tornadoes left at least 24 people dead in the Nashville area earlier this week. Governor Bill Lee and Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn will join President Trump on the tour. As the Democratic field whittles down to two, one of them, Bernie Sanders, is praising Elizabeth Warren.
And I want to take this opportunity to applaud Senator Warren for a strong, issue-oriented campaign.
The U.S. Senate's voted 96-1 to approve more than $8 billion in emergency spending to fight the coronavirus outbreak in the United States. The bill the House approved earlier this week is aimed at helping states and the federal government respond to the growing coronavirus threat. President Trump's expected to sign the bill today. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm doing all the right things. Drinking plenty of water, eating right, exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
President Trump at a town hall event sponsored by Fox News in Scranton, Pennsylvania last night, ridiculing Joe Biden for gaffes.
But he also said 150 million people were killed with guns and he was running for the United States Senate. Support me, I'm running for the United States. There's something going on there.
Meanwhile, the latest Democratic presidential primary poll from Reuters Ipsos shows Biden with a big lead over Bernie Sanders. It shows the former VP with 45% support, giving him a 13-point advantage over the Vermont Senator Sanders. Former Hollywood executive Harvey Weinstein is going to New York City's infamous Rikers Island jail. Weinstein's been in Bellevue Hospital since complaining of chest pains after a jury found him guilty last month of sex charges, including third-degree rape. Weinstein will now be sentenced next Wednesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
One of Washington's most iconic events is still going forward as scheduled despite the threat and fears of coronavirus. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser saying the annual Cherry Blossom Festival will not be called off. She says there are no confirmed cases in the district, although they're monitoring the situation closely. Bowser adds that D.C. is, in her words, open for business as the city expects to welcome thousands of people for that annual festival. A Texas man is serving 30 days in jail after uploading video of himself licking Bluebell ice cream in a grocery store and then putting the carton back on the shelf. It was actually part of that 2019 ice cream challenge, which was trending on social media, where people would show themselves on camera licking ice cream tubs in stores and placing them back on the shelf. Bluebell says if it makes you feel any better, their ice cream cartons are frozen upside down to create a natural seal with the lid and the tub, so customers would notice if one had been meddled with in any such way. In any case, that 24-year-old from Beaumont, Texas, will also be serving an additional 6 months probation, and he faces fines of up to $2,000. Hey, find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.